You hit the door, Obama announced today he will drastically scale back his agenda for America after a visit to a Denny's restaurant in Manassas, Virginia, caused him to, quote, completely reconsider what our nation is capable of achieving. In a press conference this afternoon, the president said, quote, what I saw at Denny's made me realize how much I have overestimated the American people. Before we reclaim global leadership, we must first stop eating 6 sausages and a pound of eggs covered in syrup for breakfast, and we must stop leaving the house in sweatpants. For more, let's go to Onion News Network Washington correspondent Jane Carmichael, who is traveling with the president this morning.
Thanks, Andrea. The president stopped by the Denny's for breakfast en route to a speaking engagement and spent about 35 minutes inside. When he came out, he looked visibly shaken. I spoke to several Denny's customers and employees who witnessed the president's visit.
Well, I told him I had no job, and he asked where I've been looking for one. And I was like, what do I want to work for?
He said something to me about some colleges, something for my kids, but I could barely hear him with this little bitch crying his head off.
I microwaved his food until it was hot all the way through because, you know, he's the president.
Several people noted that Obama looked, quote, real uneasy throughout much of the meal, particularly when he saw a drunk man who was sleeping in a nearby booth sit up and vomit on his chocolate chip pancakes and immediately go back to sleep.
Thanks, Jane. And we have White House Deputy Press Secretary Todd Grant joining us right now. Mr. Grant, give us a sense of how big these post-Denny's policy changes will be.
Well, Andrea, the president was deeply unsettled by his experience at Denny's, so it's safe to say the changes will be sweeping. They're all laid out in his new Realistic Hope for America plan.
Right, I can
and it
see
basically
that.
Replaces the president's previous agenda with so see, now things are more within the grasp of the American public, such as not slapping your children in public, not calling your waitress a cunt, and not smoking while eating your moons over Miami.
Now, surely he's going to face strong criticism for abandoning his previous plans, for example, on the environment.
Andrea, I was with the president when he went inside the Denny's.
Those
plans were never going to happen.
Really?
The president hasn't abandoned his principles.
I propose we create the last realm of magic.
Magnificent. Incredible.
The magic realm, where all enchanted things might retreat before their age ends.
That he's no longer calling for 1 million hybrid cars by 2015.
Right, I can see
but
that.
But he is calling on Americans to think about walking to the liquor store down the block instead of driving.
Huh.
We believe America can do it.
Right.
And we're also encouraging Americans to quit meth and stop getting Tweety Bird tattoos.
So big picture, Mr. Grant, what does this mean for the long-term goals of the Obama presidency?
Well, it's certainly not to make America a world leader in anything anymore.
Interesting.
But we hope to inspire all of America to band together and make our nation a little bit less of an embarrassing, disgusting shithole.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Mr. Grant, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Andrea.
Moving on, a study shows that by 2025, American children will be too obese to ride hoverboards.
How about that?
If we consolidate our powers, there will be enough magic left to create such a place. Sealed off from the rest of the world by the mists of invisibility.
How about that?
WCOM Radio, it's 10:15 Thursday night, and it's the Furious George Hour. I'm furious. In the background is Fat Pat, some crazy stuff I've found, new themes of music that I hope you will enjoy tonight, as well as your standard routine of backup of crazy sounds and fake somewhat news clips and who knows, and also real news clips and tributes to the King of Pop. Lots of other stuff happening this hour, so be prepared. I'm Furious George. I do this every Thursday on WCOM Radio. You can listen online at WCOMFM.org or check it out online at FuriousG.blogspot for some of my old shows. This guy I'm going to play next, his name's Asher Roth, kind of a new kid on the block, And I'll play some other new stuff from Kid Cudi and other fun sounds. Stick around. This is called Sour Patch Kids. I'm furious.
Kids got me out of whack and out of gas. The hourglass fills as I'm left on a vast sea without a vest. Lost my train of thought, my brain cannot be bought. Trained a trainer to cooperate with authority.
No way, Jose.
The Che and May.
Revolutionary.
To the leaders, I'm scary. I pose a threat to those who get too close for comfort and won't conform. Come forward, sworn on my unborn son. If there's one more war, I will come for the poor get more, the rich just get richer. Get the gist, you see the big picture. China stitched from a shake on the Richter. Mother Earth shrugs and we all get evicted. This some sick shit, slightly twisted information from our nation's capital. Capital is all the captain calls for. They just want more,
and 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 more.
Take me away.
Dying, they be dining in the islands, drinking wine with their wives like everything is fine. Denying that they fighting for the lives every night to survive since the beginning of time. I can't believe the evil that feeds off the so-called American dream. Lies in the seat make all the Americans seem like blood-sucking, money-hungry fiends. But money doesn't mean a damn thing to me. I just want to be, I want to be free. But unfortunately, a fortune is what you need. Cause the Fortune 500's run the country. It's one company, if you're not accompanied, would you mind grabbing me a cup of tea? If we go hungry in our own country, I wonder what it's like living in Hungary. Yeah, it isn't funny, but it's coming, it's about to get ugly. Streets turn to a game of rugby.
Yeah, take me away. Take me away.
And make it rain hundreds. Is it just me or is that some dumb shit? Yo, what the fuck, ho hums, little dumb shit. Let's go.
I know you can think of something.
Donate your dollars, raise a dollar, help a mother, save a father. Cause poverty is probably our biggest problem. And it ain't gonna stop with Obama. To save the world, we must start at the bottom.
Bottom, 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 bottom.
Take me away. Take me away from here. Take me away from here. I don't care.
news story this morning, President Bush's tour of America to survey the damage caused by his disastrous presidency.
Right, Tracy, here's what we know so far. The presidency started and hit America at around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time back on January 20th, 2001. Now, so far, that presidency has caused some $9 trillion worth of debt. It's left thousands of people dead, and still, even this morning, it continues to rage on. We have some footage to show you here of some of the survivors.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Arkansas has never seen nothing like this. This ain't the country. This is the state. It's just mind-boggling.
He needs to see how bad it is down here.
You know, it's so sad. You can actually hear the fear in their voices. Yeah. The sheer destructive force of Bush caught people completely off guard in a lot of cases.
Well, joining us now live is Brian Scott. He's been following the president on his tour of the disaster area. Brian?
Tracy, President Bush has been showing real leadership out here. Yesterday, he started the day with a flyover tour of Kansas. Of course, that's one of the 50 states in the direct path of this presidency. Mm-hmm. And then he stopped in Denver to deliver a very moving speech that offered as much encouragement as he could to the approximately 300 million people whose lives have been completely torn apart by him.
You really have to admire the strength he's showing in the face of all the adversity he's created.
Bush later met privately with a group of victims and personally assured them his administration would not abandon them as they seek to rebuild their lives in the wake of his administration.
Unbelievable.
We have a clip from that speech, yeah. So we should give a look and a listen to it right now.
I'll be seeing people whose lives were turned upside down. I'll do my very best to comfort them. I ask our nation for those who are prayerful to give a prayer for the victims.
And the president said he has been praying every night that he doesn't do any more damage than he has already wrought on the country.
Have there been any actual relief efforts started for the Bush victims?
From what we understand, some U.S. citizens were able to evacuate safely to Canada and take refuge there before the worst of this presidency hit.
Very good.
There's also been a huge outpouring of sympathy from overseas for those millions of Americans who were not able to get out of Bush's path in time.
It's just so upsetting.
Now, you see here in this footage people hoarding food, boarding up their houses.
Yeah.
They've said, some of them, they're not going to come out until the entire presidency has passed.
Now, what is the president's emotional response to all this?
Well, Tracy, he cares deeply, no doubt. You can see just by the look on his face, he did truly love America, and to see that he all but destroyed it, I think it's just very hard on him.
Yeah, I have to say, this might be one of his finest moments as president.
You know, I think history may bury that on that.
Wow. midnight. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Hold the phone. The lonely stoner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had are through. Cause day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Slow mo. When the temple slows up and creates that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher, to free his mind and searcher. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. Day and night, the lonely stoner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night. At night.
12 hours of trouble. It's an eerie sight. We were arrested and had our tapes confiscated, so after that we had to film more discreetly. Everywhere, fires were burning.
In a normal way, this kind of thing would be completely unthinkable. The Islamic Republic keeps such a tight grip on any kind of dissent. People simply don't dare to come out like this.
Now the tactics changed. People were jamming the streets with their cars, a safer way of demonstrating than they'd used earlier. There was no planning about it and no call to come out and demonstrate. People just gravitated to the squares and avenues near the Interior Ministry, where the votes were still being counted. crowds reached a critical mass, violence broke out. This in a country where for 30 years people have tended to keep their heads down rather than take on the forces of the state.
Nothing has been seen on the streets of Tehran like this since the revolution.
The Marine Corps teaches him. Under expert instruction, he learns to call on that extra something.
Throw your toes over the edge. Jump.
Now keep going, driving. Hey, your hips left. Your hips up.
I'll swallow it.
Your hips up.
Please let you quit.
Way back. Way back. Get your hips up.
For over 100 years, we've been scrunching and folding toilet paper. Finally, there's a better way. Comfort Wipe, the sanitary paper extension arm and holder. The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it since the 1880s. It extends your reach a full 18 inches while it follows the contours of your body and comfortably cleans. It's as easy to use as a shower brush. Just pop on the toilet tissue and when through, just press the release button and the tissue drops right into the toilet.
Keep my composure. Through your controller. Nothing won't get closer until this is over. Must keep my composure. Through your controller. Nothing won't get closer until this is over.
Think about it. Toilet paper is really archaic and disgusting. The Comfort Wipe is the modern solution. That's right. Never touch another dirty toilet tissue.
Being a big guy certainly has its advantages and its disadvantages.
Oh,
3.5 WCOM Radio. You guys stick around. Will's here. We've got some good news coming on. We've got something that will at least take us a little bit from the furiousness with some jazz incognito, chill style, fun style. And to send you off that way, this is Asher Roth, the new album. As I mentioned earlier, it's called Lost in the Bread Aisle. This particular song is pretty fun. It's called Lark on My Go-Kart. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening to micro-powered, community-based, volunteer-driven radio. I'm furious. Stick around for Will. See you next week.
Sitting on a truffet, puffing on the best cut buds, trying to get butt from Miss Muffet. Me and Teddy Ruxpin stirring up a ruckus, egging all the houses, smashing all the pumpkins. Suck a dick butt kiss, chumps can't funk with the punk kids. Ash Roth be the king of the blumpkins, any Tim Duncan, spur of the moment. Let the whole world know I run shit, jump ship quick, tell a friend that I'm dumb sick. Spit fungus, that'll grow from a dung trip, twist to a front flip. Son, that was some trick, watch all the dumb chicks hump when I bump this. Kinda like the blonde Bob Saget. Ash cash can get nasty. Pass me a blunt and some Captain, chilling with an Ashley, heading to the mall, sitting in the back seat, getting jerked off, 10 feet tall with the balls of a matador. Doormatted whore with your words, heard that before. Poor metaphor, pedicure, get your feet fixed. Walk in my shoes for a few, you gon' need it. Yeah, get your wee fit to practice your freeze with. Need a few weeks before you can compete with. Razor Ramon flow, oh so sharp. You can take a Powski, I'ma take Lark on my go-kart. Mario Kart skills are outrageous. Play me any day and I'll be the best racist. Wait, no, erase it, meant to say eraser. Trade it in my cell phone for a new pager. Take off your bluetoothnow.com. I'm at the grocery store with hot moms, about 35 with at least 2 kids. We can make out while my friend babysits. All up in your fridge eating leftover shit. Tuna sandwich, butterscotch crimpets, Cheetos be my choice of chip. I enjoy for a bit, take a sip from my Simpson and split. Roll that J up, was it roll? Yeah, roll it up. Hair like a troll doll, basketball shorts on. Yeah, I'm a dork, but I'm still holding court. Ball up, baller. Y'all take too long, get dolled up. Give a fuck if I look like I just woke up. Who am I trying to impress? Honey in the sundress with the breast luscious. Just sent me a text. OMG, you're the BES. If you're trying to have sex, I'm the best at it. Best at it, best at it, best at it, best at it. Best daddy, best daddy, best daddy, best daddy, best daddy, best daddy, best daddy.